However, there's some kind of interesting things that you can dig out of this. And so by plotting the data the other way up, you can see a little bit of what's happening. So a suggestion here that perhaps the letrozole up front patients may be gaining an early advantage, and that may be particularly marked in the node positive subset. Now, this is a little bit naughty because this is subset analysis of a non-primary endpoint, because this is disease-free survival, not relapse-free survival. So perhaps that's emphasizing that difference a little bit more. But it is interesting. There's no squeak of anything going on in the 60% of the patients in this study who were node negative. So still interesting, but you know, you can't hang your hat on it.